Macmillan Audio presents The Dream Daughter by Diane Chamberlain. Read for you by Susan Bennett. Prologue. Carly. April, 1965. Chapel Hill, North Carolina. No one wanted to work with the man in the wheelchair. "There's something strange about that guy," one of my fellow students warned me in the hall outside the PT ward. "If they try to assign you to him, say no." I remembered his warning now as I stood in the doorway between my supervisor, Betty Connor, and the ward's director, Dr. Davies. Still, I was curious about the man who sat in the wheelchair by the window, a cast on his lower leg and foot. Crutches rested against the windowsill next to his chair. He was about a decade older than me, maybe 30 or so. He looked unkempt, his blonde hair on the short side, but tousled. His facial features were slack, his eyes half closed. I could see the shadow of stubble on his cheeks and chin.